From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club right here in Southeast Queensland. Here's an update on our Redfest 2020, which will be held on the 18th of April 2020, World Amateur Radio Day, at St Michael's College in Caboolture. We have recently purchased a Retivis RT3S DMR UHF transceiver with a programming cable, value $130. We'll raffle it on the day. We'll sell $10 books of 12 tickets, $5 books of 6 tickets, and $1 tickets. Don't forget the lucky door prize, two $40 gift vouchers. For more information, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. You'll also find us on Facebook. Thank you, and 73s.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4 RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When we hear people refer to the WARC bands, they are recognising one of the significant outcomes of the International Telecommunications Union, World Administrative Radio Conference, or as we know them these days, the World Radio Conferences. The latest has drawn to a close with some 3,300 delegates participating in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. We saw the amateur world do away with mandatory Morse code testing, come from the WRC. We've seen the allocation of a sliver of the 5 MHz band become available to amateurs, but not yet in Australia, also as a result of the WRC process. These are examples of matters which have flowed to the benefit of our hobby directly, but the other areas which impact radio spectrum uses, such as interference, harmonisation of bands and allocation of bands, all stem through the WRC system. Our hobby is supported by the WIA as a delegate to the Region 3 International Amateur Radio Union, which works under the ITU framework to solve issues within the guidelines and bring matters forward to go before national regulators and ultimately before the WRC. If you haven't been following the reports posted by various bodies on the deliberations in Egypt, then expect to see and hear outcomes from WRC 2019 in the near future. Usually around this time of year, I try and remind people to prepare for the upcoming wet and cyclone season. With fires marking most of the country, it is probably best if we think about our radio preparedness for the hot and dry conditions that we have now. Most of us would have handheld radios of one kind or another, but how many of us have alternative means of charging batteries or spare batteries in case of power outages? Some chargers will work off mains and vehicle supply just by changing leads. Many cheaper Asian-sourced handhelds have cheap, long-life battery packs available. Now might be the time to review your supplies. Home generating plants are coming down in price and many second-hand units can be had. Can you maintain power to essential services in your home if the main supply fails? An early casualty of many fires is the local tower supplying mobile phone and data services. Can you maintain communications if that happens where you are? Remember the saying made famous on the ARRL poster? When all else fails, we still have amateur radio. Preparedness has been the watchword of bushfire preparations. In our way, we should use our skills and equipment when needed. But we must be prepared first. To all the volunteers activated in the fight against the elements, once again, a big thank you. Stay safe. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.